Hey everybody, welcome to Sip and Tell. I'm your host Ricky, joined by my other hosts Ryan and Isaac.
Hola.
This week is February sometime, and we have a whole new set of beers to go. Oh, we're not in February at all.
No,
are we?
I was gonna say, man. Holy shit, that's a flat
the beginning out of March.
We're in March 1, apparently. God.
Dang, one of the greatest months on earth.
Damn, this Wait, March weather.
How is it? What are the greatest months? No, it's not burnt. That's not beer.
I was born this month. That's why.
Well, all you right, and touche.
Well, April. I guess April's the one that everyone else is born in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like 30 of our friends we all born in the same month. April. All right. So let's start talking about some beer. We'll start with any. Do you want to start with breweries or beers? You guys go to any breweries this time around?
I did. I hit 7 Seas. Finally, I've been talking nice. About it for months, and I finally made my way out there. There was a going away work party, and it was a blast.
Was it this one or the Gig Harbor?
Oh, the this one, Tacoma. Right? Yeah, for sure. Just, yeah, the Gig Harbor one's cool and all, but yeah, it's right there.
Yeah, you have to pay $6 to mm-hmm. come back.
Mm-hmm. But great experience as always. You know, I love 7 Seas. I just love the whole vibe over there. I love the giant staircase you got to walk up to get to the door.
Ooh.
And then the little, the pretzels. I don't know what it was, but the deli that they have in that place.
Yeah, the built.
Built, yeah.
It's like with an I or one and a three built, right?
Is built, yeah. And with like, they've got a new logo. It's pretty cool.
Oh, do they? I haven't seen the new one.
It's
pretty cool.
It's metal. It's badass.
Nice.
But their beer pretzels are on point.
Yeah.
Their beer cheese, woof, so good.
Crazy. Sounds like a good combo.
Oh, man.
They made a sandwich out of their pretzel once with the beer cheese. And it was like, it was so good. But then I was like, we're going to die. This is going to kill us. This might be the death of us. But it was so, so amazing. Ryan, did you make out to any breweries?
Yeah, I went to a Lucky Envelope today to grab a beer, and it looked pretty nice inside. I didn't really get to stay,
I don't know if I've had them. They're a brewery in Seattle or Ballard?
Yeah, in Ballard, like in a random off street. So it's kind of got to find it to find it.
Nice.
So yeah, it looked really nice and clean inside, and they had some good looking beers on stout. They had a whiskey aged beer that looked good too.
I didn't grab that. No, I'm sorry. So. I know it's on. It's probably on tap, not on bottle.
Yeah, I thought I brought expensive. My growler, but I didn't. I was very upset.
That's okay. You don't want a full. You don't want full growler. That we would literally all be dead tonight. You want maybe a grumpy? You could share that, but a big one, 32 ounces of that, we'd be all passed out midway through the podcast. All of us falling asleep.
Yeah, I can see that happening too.
Let me think. Have we gone to any breweries? I went to Ruben's last week. That's where we got those cans there.
Mm-hmm.
I met up with an Instagram buddy, and he hooked me up some Treehouse beers, which was really cool.
You got Instagram buddies now?
I do. I have developed
from the podcast and the posting.
No, just from posting way too much pictures about beer.
Right on. No, that's legit.
And talking
moving up in the world.
Just been talking to him about a couple things. It's PNW Data is his name, because his wife is like Mama instead. So PNW Mama. They're cool people. I haven't met his wife, but I mean he's a cool dude. And if she's even half as cool, so this is gonna be fine.
Shout out.
Word.
I don't think we've made it to any other breweries because of the snow. The weather really messed up my trip taking and stuff and doing stuff.
I think it messed up a lot of things for everyone.
God. Yeah, it was nasty.
It was miserable. It messed up climbing. It messed up everything. Okay, before we go on, let's crack open one of these beers. I would say we start with Pale Beyond the Pale. I think that will be the one that will be the least intense on the tongue. You're going to have to grab a bottle opener because I forgot to grab one.
Touche. All right.
I'm trying to think if I know we went to another brewery. I mean, it's been a month and some change since we actually recorded. I just can't think of anything. I know the day we went climbing, what was that, 2 weeks ago where we did like our little mini beer fest thing?
I wasn't there.
Well, you were there, not for the climbing part, though, but for the post part. And we went to Top Rung after we went climbing. And it was Sunday, like 11 o'clock, and there's people inside, so we just walk in, and we're looking at the thing. I was like, it looks like a light list. And the guy looks up. He's like, we're not open yet. And I was like, it's like there's so many people here, and it's like past noon.
Thank you, good sir.
Well, no, it was past. Maybe it was just before noon, but it was a really weird experience either way. We walked in, I was just like, oh, is there a church happening here or something? What's happening? But there was a ton of people and kids. So that was at least a second brewery we went to, but didn't get to stay long.
So this is kind of like this is a bittersweet beer for me right now. Like, I really like this. Vicious Circle has been like my favorite amber for a really long time now. I think a couple of years, basically since I moved to Washington. I was like, damn, this amber ale, it's just smooth. It's good drinking. But Fish Brewing next to my work closed. Point Russ, and it closed suddenly, abruptly, last Sunday because they weren't getting enough business. Which, I mean, kind of well-deserved. Honestly, their service not so great, having been there a few times myself. Yeah. But yeah, still kind of a bummer.
I mean, that area is going to be, like, one of the things I read about in the subreddit is that the hotel that goes up and the condo that's going up are going to be huge for foot traffic.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, like, 3 months away, 4 months away.
At least. I mean, with the way this place is going, I don't know. I get to watch it go up every day, and they're definitely making progress, but it's...
It's going to be a while, either way. Yeah, it's be a while until people start renting. It'll be a while until people move in. It'll be a while until hotels start getting happening. So, yeah.
Yeah, but these days, without, like, top-notch customer service, people are just going to walk away
eventually. Well, I mean, I've said it before. The biggest flaw with Fishtail, especially in that location, because the Olympia one I don't think is as bad is in the price-wise. I think it's a little bit cheaper. I think they've got – in that area, you got to do the Point Rustin tax. You know that's going to be a little bit more of a jump. So, but, like, you'd walk – that's one of those places you walk out. If you grab two entrees and a couple drinks, you're looking at about $40, $50. And I'll pay that every once in a while for McMenamin's, and I'll pay that for some other places, but I'm not going to pay that for not amazing bar food. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, I think that's the biggest flaw about it. It sucks. You never want to see a brewery close, but it's not like Fishtail's out. It's just not there anymore. Just so that's a plus. And they made the move. It was a smart move to close now than to wait when it starts sacrificing their other breweries. So I get it. It sucks, but I get it. And it's not like we lose anything at Tacoma. There's so many. I think there's two other breweries in the process of opening up. Not even counting McMenamin's. You have McMenamin's, and then you have I'm following at least two other guys who are opening breweries in Tacoma right now. So it's like, oh my God, it's like we're not losing anything.
Well, it could always open up a good prospect of another brewery moving in right there too.
A brewery there is tough. That's a big location.
It is. It's a big location, and they have a small, like, brewery portion where they're actually brewing beer in the back, but I don't think it's anything major, and I don't know that would be a good prospect for any, like, new brewery to move into.
I don't know what would move in there well. I mean, you need more restaurants down there. I think that's what, because, like, you have just the one whiskey restaurant and that sushi place or whatever.
Yeah, and then there's Two Town, which is right next by Anthem. Actually, shout out to those guys. Anthem,
oh, they have some decent food. Yeah, but that's like a coffee place food, right?
Yeah, it's more like a coffee place, and I think a lot of their food is ready made, at least in the morning when I'm there.
Like Starbucks style, where, like, it's already kind of prepped and they reheat it.
Yeah, and they just heat it up. I think they do different stuff in the evening.
Yes, they're super Christian, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it's the church up in Tacoma.
Yeah,
that does it. The Champion Center.
I heard about that. They're the ones
I think they own it.
When someone was talking about Anthem Coffee on Reddit, they were like, aren't they the super Christian ones? I was like, huh. I was like, I have no idea. I actually haven't been there yet.
Oh, well.
It's on the list, but.
For a churchy crowd, they're getting down. They got some good beers on tap.
Oh, yeah. They're actually pouring beers, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Very nice.
But, yeah, so it's unfortunate to see it go. There's a lot of beer future here in Tacoma. There's a lot of beer future everywhere, but there's a lot in Tacoma. So, bittersweet, not the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Fishtail still exists. That's all that really matters because they put out some pretty good beers.
Yep, Vicious Circle.
Yeah.
Right here.
I like their Whistling Pig or whatever. It's their Hefeweizen. That's one of my favorite Hefs. Oh, that's not technically Fishtail. It's their other one, that other company.
Leavenworth.
Yeah. Leavenworth. So, never mind. I don't really know what my favorite Fishtail is.
I have a case of that in my fridge right now.
Yeah, that's a really good one. Let's go with one of these other ones. So I grabbed both of these last week at Pint Defiance, and they're the pastry the pastry ones, and I wanted to try them kind of neck to neck to see what they taste like. So we will give it a go.
This can art is legit.
Yeah. This is by Decadent Ales. They put out some really crazy stuff. Anyways.
I was looking at the label. I don't think it's not Decadent Ales. It's brewed and canned by Dorchester Brewing Company in Boston.
Oh,
so I don't know how you got your hands on this, but or you said
Pint Defiance. They come over here all the time. Whatever Decadent Ales is, they have a lot of good stuff. They have like a lot of like milkshake IPAs and whatnot, which is why I end up drinking their stuff. So let's talk about beers we've had. It's been probably a month and a half, so anything that sticks out to you, and I'll go last because I have a stupid amount of beer and it's all bangers right now.
Yeah, I'm definitely not as prolific as far as the beer drinking recently, but I do have to give a shout out to Seven Seas. When I was there, they've got a black IPA on tap right now that's tasty. It's very tasty. The hops don't hit you so hard.
That strawberry is odd.
That is, the sugar just rushes.
Yeah.
Into your mouth.
I'm not sure this is one of my favorites. I like Decadent Ales most of the time because I do create a lot of weird creative flavors. This one's a little odd.
That does taste like you just bit into a pastry.
Yeah, and I think that's what's throwing me off. It's like eating a Pop-Tart, and I don't eat Pop-Tarts anymore.
It's less beer, more sweets.
But it's like the sweets, very generic Pop-Tart. Weird. It's like a generic Pop-Tart
because why I like it.
Yeah.
A Pop-Tart, like a Pop-Tart doesn't quite. It has like a different sugary Kroger taste. Yeah, Kroger red or something.
This isn't Pillsbury level, guys.
That's weird.
Yeah. That's
not my favorite.
That's something
I'm glad we tried it this way because I don't need to drink it all now. I mean, will I probably fish it off eventually? I can't say for sure. Honestly, I don't know.
Super sugary, but then like really tart.
Yeah.
In a way, too.
I'm going to have to crack open this other one because I got to see what it tastes like.
A beer I tried recently.
Yeah.
Is
This is
Deschutes. Was it Pacific Northwest Lager? Something like that.
I know which one you're talking about. I'm not sure. Bill grabbed the name.
Pretty cool can art. I didn't get a chance to take a photo of it, but
I might have one in the mini fridge.
Pretty good. I was pretty big fan of it. Definitely will get it again.
Nice.
In the future.
Did you grab a six pack or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and my manager, we'll usually have like a beer or something after work and just bullshit.
Nice.
Good stuff. And then other than that, just, a lot of Rainiers.
Classic.
Yeah. Oh, I thought of another one. Before you jump into your
my diatribe.
Laundry list. Yeah. Two Beers. Two Beers put out a hibiscus orange peel IPA.
I'll try it.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be bad. Right, I picked it off the shelf and I was like, you know what? This is going to be an experimental beer. We'll see how it goes. But really light, kind of got like a little sweetness to it. That took the edge off the hops. It was a delicious IPA, got to say. Way to go, Two Beers.
Nice. Yeah, Two Beers makes solid stuff. Really, like, they have the Back in Black is really good. They have a watermelon one. The watermelon one wasn't my favorite, but I appreciate what it is. It was one of the first watermelon beers I had. And then I have a couple other ones. They have some solid stuff. I will start going into my beers. If you think of something mid-beer, go ahead and mid-list, go ahead and go. First, I'll start with Weldworks. I did a trade with someone from Colorado. I think on Instagram and on Untappd, it's like Denver, D-N-V-R something. Denver something. Oh, I can't give him a shout out. But he hooked me up with six Weldworks, and I gave him a handful of stuff from over here. Weldworks is an amazing beer.
Weldworks? Like you're welding?
It's Weldworks. It's a Colorado beer. After I had my first one, I was like, Amanda, we might have to move to Colorado. This is one of the best beers I've ever had.
Go Broncos.
Yeah. And it is a damn good beer. I had two of them so far. I have another four in there that I'm going to finish off slowly so I don't go through them too fast. And then off of it's a little weird. All right, we'll jump into the blueberry before I continue down my list.
I feel like I'm probably going to get a sugar rush pretty soon.
I know, I feel you.
The blueberry's a little bit better. It's still pretty. It's a little bit better, but it's that weird. I think it's a pastry. I think if you had the blueberry IPA and the strawberry IPA, if they're something else, I would be on it. I think it's the pastry flavor that I'm not digging.
I mean, if this is what they were going for, they did a really good job because it does taste like a pastry, like more so than any other
sweet pastry beer.
I think what I've learned is I don't like pastries and beer.
Okay, so don't let this reflect on Decadent Ales. They have some really good stuff. This is just not doing it for me.
All right, yeah. Next time I stop by Pint Defiance, I'll check them out.
They have some other good stuff. I'll get back to that later. The other big one I had was Treehouse. That's the one that my Instagram buddy gave me. That was a solid beer. I've never had Treehouse before. That was one of the bucket list ones. Basically, Weldworks and Treehouse were bucket list beers. And then I have a third bucket list beer coming in, I think, tomorrow. Pliny the Elder. Or Pliny the Elder, the one from Russian River. That one's going to be, I'm really, really excited about trying that one. That's one of those ones that really limited stock. Hard to, once you get it, it's hard to. What was I gonna say? It's hard to get a more than like one or two of them because they're very really limited stock. You could probably move it up. Just have to do with the arm there. Yeah, you might have to. Oh no, perfect. Are you going for the standing move?
Yeah.
You've been sitting all day. Yeah. And you're just like, I gotta get up for a little bit.
I'm ready. Stand.
Fair enough. So, but
don't
the,
mind me.
This is hilarious. Oh,
there we go. That's good.
Good enough.
Yeah.
But yeah. So
Let's back up for a second. Russian River. Where's Russian River at?
California. Okay. So they have like three IPAs that are huge. Pliny the Elder is like one of their most popular. Or no, their most popular is Pliny the Younger. But that one, I don't think they even bottled that one. I think that one's only in tap. And then Pliny the Elder is their most known one. And then you have Three Blind Pigs and then something. Yeah, it's or it's like Blind Pig.
I'm digging their names.
And then I think they're one of those breweries that's been around forever too. But it's like everything they put out is just gold right now, and they're really sought after beer. So that's another beer, bucket list beer I'm gonna be trying soon. Yeah, and then we tried at our mini beer fest thing. We tried a bunch of Fort George stouts. Were you there at that point when we were trying the stouts out?
I was there for just a little bit of it.
Yeah. So we tried the Soundwave, the Russian Stout, and one other one. And they were all really good. I liked the Soundwave the most. It had like a whiskey Tabasco taste to it. It was really nice. Like a bourbon-y, but not like a bourbon. It was like more like, think of like a tobacco, smoky, like the final notes of a whiskey, not like the beginning notes of a bourbon, the end notes of a bourbon. And it was really, really good. But yeah, so that probably covers, I mean, I could go into more beer that I've had. Nothing else stands out. I could say this is not my favorite. These last two we've had are not great at all. I'm not a big fan.
Yeah.
And like I said, Decadel puts on some really good stuff, but this one isn't it. Have you guys had Fat Orange Cat yet?
No.
Fat Orange Cat is becoming one of my favorite breweries right now. I think they're over on the East Coast, Connecticut area. But they're, for whatever, they're huge over here right now. Like, you can find them at Tacoma Boys. You can find them at Pint Defiance, usually. Although Pint Defiance only has one of them right now. And I've seen them at basically everywhere. And they're a really, really good beer. I'm a big fan of Fat Orange Cat.
Yeah, I remember you bringing them up in the last podcast.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones right now that I could get access to.
Nice.
And then Ruben. Oh, actually, let me say that as my last one. When I went to Ruben's, I had their Triple Crush. That thing was a monster, and it was like 10%. It was so good.
Oh, man. Shoot it.
I like Ruben's. They're not too far away from my work.
Yeah. Oh, that's up by you?
Mm-hmm.
So you're up by Fremont, too.
Yeah, I'm a few miles away from Fremont. So I think there's like an actual Fremont in Fremont. And then I think I'm like just horrific. I could walk to like, I think it's their corporate location.
Gotcha. But yeah, like when I went to Ruben's, I was like, I was driving and I was going up and I was like, I've been here before. I know where I'm at. And then I got to Ruben's, I was like, Fremont's like over there.
Yeah, I feel like when you go to Ruben's, like at first you think you're just going to like some house for a barbecue in the evening. Yeah. It's like, oh. This is an actual brewery.
And they have just monster beers. Smells very peanut buttery. I don't know if you guys have smelled it yet.
So we are drinking, right?
Yep, I got this. It's the Lucky Envelope Brewing in Ballard, the peanut butter.
Hmm.
And they brew it in Seattle.
Wow.
I've never been there, so this is my first time trying it as well.
Yeah.
I guess they do the signature, I guess, in the Chinese culture. They have some sort of red envelope that's, I think it's like higher up in their government for delivering mail or something. It says on here, but I'm not going to read it.
Yeah.
I've watched Fresh Off the Boat.
It says here they like to model their beer after like Chinese American ways, but they like to think out of the box so they can push the envelope.
Nice. It's really good. Like especially for like a peanut butter stout, it tastes like a peanut butter cup.
Yep.
Like, I am not mad at that at all, especially compared to what we just had.
Slam dunk, for sure.
Very good.
And it's not overpowering. Like, you can taste the peanut butter, but you can also taste the stout.
And it feels like it almost tastes like the chocolate feels. I mean, this is gonna sound super nerdy, but it kind of feels like a dark chocolate. So versus like a milk chocolate. I'm not a big fan of milk chocolate. So it kind of has like a nice dark chocolate peanut butter stout flavor.
Very balanced and everything it does.
Okay, so we talked about the beer we've had. Has anyone had in this last month any bad beers? So I have two. These. So those two are not good.
It was happened right here, folks.
But yeah, outside of that, I can't think of any bad beers. That's the only reason I want to say that, so I can make that joke, honestly. during the snow, did you guys do any fun beer adventure type stuff?
No. Got to play outside in the snow with the kids for a little bit and the dogs. And
see, I thought about doing that, but I hate the snow, so I didn't do that.
I love the snow. We got out and made a snowman in the backyard and everything. It was a blast. You know what my beer adventure was during that week? I knew the snow was coming, so I went and bought a cube of Rainier.
There you go. Oh, yep. I guess I did.
I got down all week. I was pretty much, kind of toasty all
weekend. I think I put some Millers, on a cooler that had, a foot of snow on it.
Nice. Oh yeah, I know you posted a picture of that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's hilarious. You guys are so funny.
It was a blast.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There was a time very specifically I remember where I wasn't as cash comfortable as I am now that it snowed and the only thing I could do was walk over. I tried to go to work and I was like, no, I'm not gonna go to work. So I turned around. This is back when I lived in Kent and worked in Auburn, and I could almost walk to work if it wasn't snowy out. And I started going, I got about 20 feet and I was like, this is stupid. And I texted the boss, I was like, I'm not coming in. So I turned around and walked to Safeway and I grabbed a bottle of wine and just drank that and played Torchlight all day because I was by myself and Kent doing nothing and snowed in. I was like, fuck, I'm gonna play video games all day. And played the hell out of Torchlight, drank a bottle of wine, got the worst headache I've had in a long time. I was like, oh, this is why I don't drink wine.
Worst.
Yeah.
Oh, so bad.
As I say, when it snowed here though, we did walk over, I think it was the second day, I was like, I gotta get out of the house. And we walked over to Top of Tacoma, and I grabbed a couple. I think I just grabbed Black Raven Trickster, which is always a great beer. Mm-hmm. But that was a fun little experience. Plus, I think we went through a couple barrel-aged beers that weekend.
Nice.
But then Amanda went on Whole30, and I was like, oh, I guess I'm drinking by myself. So we have we still have three barrel-aged beers in there. I'm like, I want to open those up so badly.
But you're drinking
I
can't. For two.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm expecting. So you sent me the picture. I was going to kind of talk about this, and maybe these kind of beer, these two beers kind of talk. Well, actually, I would say these three beers kind of touch on the subject. Are we at the point where beer has gone too far? You sent a picture about Lucky Charms beer.
Yeah. Like, it sounds amazing, but I feel like it could be really disappointing at the same time.
We learned that experience.
I mean, yeah, if they were too faithful with the reproduction, they made it just taste like you're drinking Lucky Charms. Like, that would be vomit-inducing. Yeah. That's too much.
Like, I wouldn't mind if it tasted more like the milk after you had a bowl.
Oh, I got you.
Like, I feel like that mixed in pretty well.
Do you remember what style beer it was?
I think it was an IPA.
I don't know. Probably. I don't doubt it.
I could be wrong.
But they
not the best memory.
They solved that problem a little bit. They started making those, we talked about it at one point, the lactose milkshake IPAs. Mm-hmm. And they're one of those things where you're like, this is a terrible idea. And then you try it and you're like, all right, it's not bad. I like this. It's like, I get it. I don't know how you did it. It's magical, but I like this. But yeah, so there's a brewery in, I don't know where it's from, but they're called 450 Northeast or Northwest Brewing. They do a lot of, I don't want to say gimmicky, but I'm going to have to say gimmicky because I can't think of a better word. So they do a lot of burliners, and they're all called slushy. So they do a lot of, fruit burliners, however you say that word. And they're, they look like slushies when they come out of the can. And then they do a lot of stuff based on, I think they do a Fruity Pebbles one and stuff like that. So it's supposed to taste like these other flavors. Mm-hmm. And then I saw a beer the other day. They were doing a glittery strawberry Jolly Rancher. And I mean, we've seen a lot of weird gimmicky stuff. I tried a glittery beer last beer fest that we went to, or not last, the last time we went to the Redmond one. And I mean, it wasn't anything special. It just had glitter in it. So, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's just an interesting thought to see, have we gone too far with weird gimmicky beer?
Well, yeah, especially with all the beers out there, it's hard to kind of stand out because everybody's trying everything.
Yeah.
That's tough. That's a legit problem.
There's a beer out there that someone tried doing. It's been out for a long time, but it's banana bread beer, and it just tastes horrible.
Do you know which brand that is?
No, but I know you could buy it at Top Foods, which is
changing. Oh, I know. It's like a...
It's the individual bottle you can buy, like, only.
They make a chocolate stout also. I know exactly which one you're talking about. They make the it's Smith's. Smith's or something like that.
I don't know the name, but
I know they have like an old timey label, right?
Yeah.
I know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
There is one by Evil Twin, and Evil Twin is actually another one of those ones that's like pushing the envelope of like crazy flavors. They do like they do all kinds of, I'm trying to think what's a weird one they did, but well, they have one called Some People Can't Stand. Oh, it's such a crazy name. It's like Some People Can't Stand or Taste the Banana or something like that. And it's like, I think it's a banana bread stout as well,
because it sounds exciting. You taste and you're like, oh, bad idea.
Yeah. Well, and then we had, think about the one of our favorite beers at the beer fest, the Redmond Beer Fest last year, though, was that pastry Top Rung pastry stout,
right?
Yeah. And pastry stouts are huge right now. Yeah,
like, hello, pastries. Pastry done well.
You can't handle those.
I don't pay attention to the beer community like you guys do. Is there like a trend right now, though?
It's all over the place. Hey, producer Amanda. There's trends all over the place. Everyone's trying, like you said, everyone's trying to stand out and be different. Evil Twin, like, there's some breweries, like that 450, I think, is like all of their stuff is kind of that gimmicky. Gimmicky is not the right word, once again, but they're trying to do stuff like that. But like a lot of breweries you'll see do like peanut butter cup stouts. Which is, that one's a little more common, but like they're trying to, you know what? That's actually a good point. The 450 Northeast, the one I'm talking about, they have one that looks like it has Reese's Pieces on it. It's a peanut butter stout, but it looks like it's in the can shape of Reese's Pieces. They have one that looks like, there was a Brute IPA I saw last year that was Juicy Fruit. It was clearly supposed to be like Juicy Fruit. I saw one that was, the can art was like Wonder Bread, but I don't know if they were like making a Wonder Bread beer or just trying to make clever can art, but maybe that's part of it also, is this the clever can art too.
If I saw a beer that looked like Wonder Bread, I'd buy it.
Well, yeah, I was just like, is that Wonder Bread? And there's like, then I had to think of the last time I saw Wonder Bread in my life, and I was like, was that like 50 years ago? Did they make Wonder Bread still? But like, they're always trying to push and emulate. There's one that was trying to do like Eggos, but then you have like barrel aged stuff. There's like maple barrel aged stuff. I mean, it's just all over the place right now. The beer game is weird.
I feel like barrel-aged stuff is coming out a lot more. I'm noticing when I go places.
It's true. Everyone has...
trying to have, like, one.
Everyone tries to have their one barrel-aged, but then you have, like, the monsters, like Assassin or everything coming out by Fremont, their barrel-aged stuff. Ruben has a couple. Fort George just came out with their list of barrel-aged things. Goose Island, Founders has, like, a year-round barrel-aged stuff, and then they have their CBS. I mean, they're all over the place. So some of them are really, like, Fremont has a beer coming out tomorrow called Brew 3000. And every 1,000 beers they brew, they do this really big special one. And it's I was talking to that guy last week, his name is Sean. He was like, this Brew 3000, because he's huge in the beer trade world. Because that's what happens, is you go from, I'm buying some beers at my local bottle shop, to I'm going to trade, and then you become obsessed and insane. And you spend thousands of dollars a month on beer. And it goes out of the, it becomes an obsession. So be careful. But this Brew 3000 is a barrel-aged barley wine. And he was like, if you can, even if you don't drink it, grab it. Because you could trade a ton of beers for it. And I was like, oh my God, I got half marathon, so I can't. But... well, I have a half marathon, and I don't really want to drive up to Seattle tomorrow because it's going to be sunny. It's going to be a nightmare.
Oh, snap. That is tomorrow, huh?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm super excited. But yeah, so I don't know. The beer game right now it's odd. It's cool, but it's odd. But yeah, and I have is there any beer fest stuff coming up that you guys are looking forward to, since we're coming into the point where – it's not gross outside. It's starting to become a little more fun. Is there anything you guys are looking forward to coming up? I know the big one that everyone is looking forward to everyone's going to is the Harry Potter one.
Yep.
But I'm not going to, because it's on a Saturday of Comic-Con. And we're going Saturday. So we're not going to be able to make it, but everyone else seems to be going. And everyone's really excited. I gotta be honest, as much as I like Harry Potter books, I don't really care for the movies. So, and a lot of that stuff revolves around the Harry Potter movies. I don't care about the Harry Potter movies. I know I'm a monster. I just don't care about the movies.
I just think it's going to be a bunch of clever references to the movies. And I'm okay. The two things I am kind of curious about are the DJs that they're going to have. They've got a couple of like, oh man, I wish I could remember their names.
It's like DJ,
but super punny.
Yeah,
like
super corny, yeah. Harry Potter punny names.
Yeah, I was like, okay, that might be actually kind of cool. I'm not sure, but I'm curious. I'm curious enough to want to go.
Nice. Yeah. Sounds awesome. I don't know either coming up. So
I was gonna say we should.
We got that Centralia one.
That one should. I was gonna say that should be coming soon. Yeah,
that's gotta be coming.
The McMinimans one.
Yeah.
Oh man, we do that.
I love that one so much, just because like I look at our producer, and I'm always like, let's go.
Yeah.
And then she's always down, and then we get way, way, way too drunk.
That's one of the best ones. It doesn't cost a ton because you only pay for your tickets, and that's like $20 or $25.
Yep. And you get the glass.
And they have it's not a ton of beers or breweries, but it's enough that you're like, oh, I haven't tried this one yet. Oh, I haven't tried this one yet. And then you get halfway through your ticket and you're like, I think I got 5 more punches. And then at a certain point, everyone starts throwing their punches into the middle because you're running out of beer that you could drink. But everything's new, everything's good. And then the food is awesome because of McMinimans. Mm-hmm. I've been a huge fan of McMinimans food for a long time. So, but yeah, that's a great beer fest. We're pretty far away, but we're not terribly far away really from the Redmond Beer Fest.
June.
Yeah, that's June 6th or June Father's Day, whatever that day is. I guess the only father here might know. Do you know what Father's Day is?
No, I don't.
June sometime?
Yes, it's in the future. It's a day.
Yeah, it's another day. Yeah.
I've been keeping an eye on a lot of the local event stuff. Like, there's an interesting one coming up March 8th, I think is what it was, over at Pint... The sandwich place over on Proctor. Not Pint Defiance. Pint and... Oh, my God.
Pint... gets me every time, too.
I know. But the same people who own Pearson Brothers, but the more hipster version of it. Whatever that one is, they have one where they have the guy from Hellbent coming in, talking about their beer and doing free samples and stuff like that. And that actually sounds really cool. Odd Otter has a couple things coming up. All of this week... Tacoma Defiance. I don't know if you guys know what Tacoma Defiance is. It's the new soccer team that's forming in Tacoma.
Oh, they're going to play at the Rainier Stadium?
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Isn't the women's soccer team that was in Seattle and they're moving down?
Yeah. And it seems cool. Tickets are cheap, but they've been everywhere. This, like, last week, they were Odd Otter last night. They were Three Magnets a couple nights ago. I think they were somewhere else on Tuesday. They've been all over this weekend. I'm like, oh my God, I got to check it out. Like,
so the sports team is just traveling around getting super fucked up at different breweries. And come hang out with us.
I don't think they're drinking too much, but yeah, they're just basically promoting it. And then I looked at the tickets today because their first game is on next Friday. And they're like $18 a seat and stuff like that. And it's Ticketmaster, so there's always a Ticketmaster tax. But
or you could just go there and probably buy
It depends on, like, yeah, Ticketmaster is weird about that, though. You got to be careful because, like, Tacoma Dome's right there, and except, oh man, I just totally gave away my location. People are like, I know where Ricky lives now. But yeah, Tacoma Dome's
that close.
Yeah, Tacoma Dome's miles and miles away down the road.
Yes,
some guy's going
so
going this way,
so far away,
walking distance if you're a monster.
Yeah. But they have
you're a jacked up man ready to go.
they have very specific hours. Like, they're only open till 5 o'clock on weekdays, and then they aren't open at all on the weekends. Even if they have events, they're open so they can sell tickets to that event, but nothing else. And you're just like, all right, we get it. You don't want to sell tickets to the event without selling through Ticketmaster. I got what you're doing. So I don't know. The same thing happens at the Paramount up in Seattle. They really don't like selling tickets without going through Ticketmaster. And I feel that's what. So I hope the Ticketmaster tax isn't too bad. But I don't know. It might be something worth doing. And I think this Tuesday they're doing something like a coming out party for the Defiance. So like I think if you go, I don't know if it costs anything. But there's a lot of cool little stuff locally. I'll just go there.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty genius way, though. You know, for a soccer team to try to promote themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Locally. Go to breweries? Well, that's what, yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing about, like, English pubs and stuff like that. People go there to watch soccer games all the time. So it's like, it's a smart move.
Yeah. Because that's where we want people sitting and watching.
There's something this Sunday. It's fine. Just check it, Facebook. There's a million events coming up on every brewery and locally. Like Pacific Brewing is doing something on Sunday. I don't remember what it is, though, honestly. And then, so Brewfest, Beer Fest are starting up soon. Summer beers are going to start soon. Are there any summer beers that you're looking forward to? You guys looking forward to?
Summer Shandy will come back out.
Shandies are coming out.
What?
I like Rattlers. Rattlers are fun. I don't like lemonade, but I like Rattlers. But yeah.
Sours, man.
Oh,
we're going to get all the good sours come up summertime.
Sour menu.
Oh, yep. Actually, with that in mind, there's a brewery up in Seattle by a former Jester King brewer who called Floodland that's supposed to be like the best Washington beer right now. Like every, like it's one of those ones, if you get a couple bottles of them, you could trade well for them. Not that you're in the trade game, but you probably, well, I would get them so I could trade them. You should get them because you'd probably want to drink them because there are a lot of sours and farm ales and saisons and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Those are my jam.
Yeah. All the stuff. I will. Yeah. Floodlands.
I'll try to do a report on that.
Like you should look up, like if even, right, they're new enough that if you look at their webpage, it's like Floodlands. Are you over 21? And that's it. Doesn't say anything about their beers. I don't even know where they're located. All I know is they're in Seattle, and they are the hot shit right now.
Where in Seattle are they located?
Couldn't even tell you. They might be in the backyard of someone's farm right now. I have no clue. I've seen bottles popping up, and people are like, "This is the best beer I've ever had." I'm like, "Who are these people?" And like, you look on their page, there's nothing there.
Got to go down some back alley with a goat and be like, "Can I enter?"
You gotta bring a bag of corn, give it to a guy, and he's like, "Down this road, son." And you're like, "Oh my god, where are we at?" And you go get Floodlands beer, and you could trade it for every beer in the world right now.
In the world.
But yeah, I don't know how long we've been going. 40-ish minutes.
I don't know, dude. Screen's so far away, I can't.
I know. It. I'm trying to, but you see that red text down there?
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's the issue we're running into right now. So my stupid laptop still won't work, but I don't know, let's probably call that good, especially because I think we're gonna try doing next weekend.
That's the plan.
We'll try to have all four of us together possibly next weekend, next Friday, maybe, we'll see. I who knows what we'll be drinking in a week. I'll try to do my best. At running a half marathon tomorrow, I will drink and eat everything I can to replenish for research mostly.
I do have
it's for
one
the health
goal.
Of your body, man.
I always pass by. It's like in Sumner. I think it's called like Half Lion Brewery.
Oh,
and for like a year, I've told myself every day during the week, like
I'm Flying Lion. Wait, Sumner?
It's like
Half Lion. Like, yes, yeah. Like on that on 167 area.
Yeah, on a Valley Highway. I think.
Yeah.
And I tell myself every day, and I usually have like a small growler. I'm like, I'm going to go there. I swear this week I will finally go there. That's my goal.
So we went to Half Lion once when they were early. They are a really cool brewery, and they have racks of snacks that you could just get for free, and you're like, well, take some snacks, a little snack mix. When we went, this was probably about 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, all their beer was under 6%, and I was like, that's weird. No, all their beer was almost under 4%, with exception of one like 6% beer, and I was like, weird. But my understanding is since we went, they've bumped up their percentages, so you're actually getting beer and not
water.
Well,
I'll have to pay attention and see if
they've
risen.
I would like you to report on that for me, because I'm actually really intrigued by that. Like, I was planning on Sunday trying to go to Narrows or Pacific, but Amanda keeps trying to fill up my day, so we'll see if that happens. Actually, as a final question, are there any breweries or anything you're thinking about going to in the future? Do you have any goals of beer places you want to go visit?
There's a.
You said what, Half Lion?
The Half Lion, but there's one. I think there's one just down the road from me, but it's not open. I thought it was until I read their website, and they open up next month. It's I forget, something Mattel Pacific Ring or something.
Out in Puyallup?
Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I guess they have a location down in Sumner.
Oh, interesting.
That's open. So I'm going to try to go there when it opens.
If you ever get a chance in Puyallup, you should check out, and you should let me know if you go, and maybe I'll come and meet you. There's a place called Cascades. It's like another barcade. But they had last week on, I think last Friday, they had a barrel age off where they had like four banging barrel ages.
Nice.
And they're like, and you're supposed to try them all. And I was like, that sounds awesome. But I was like, I'm not driving out Puyallup on a Friday. Yeah. So, but yeah, you should, if you see them, you should check them out.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
Narrows is up there on one of those ones I try because they're putting out some pretty good stuff right now. Pacific, I haven't been there forever. I want to go there. Otter, I haven't been there forever. Dystopian, basically all the Tacoma breweries I haven't been into forever. So I'm trying to make some trips out to those in the near future.
Still have yet to try a Narrows. That like blows me away. I feel like everyone I've had now, that's like probably two or three different types that you can get at like, you know, the store.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This seemed like kind of average. Like, you know, I almost would rather get a Rainier.
I will say, and I'm not trying to throw any hate towards Narrows. Their beers are very hit or miss. Like, especially, like I have a bunch of their Tacoma-based ones. Like, that Block Party one, I think, was great. But that was a team-up with Edison L House. And then the other ones were, like, it was like, oh, that's good. That one's okay. That one's good. That one's okay. And it's kind of hit or miss.
Yeah.
But, I mean, overall, they're a solid brewery. They've apparently put out one called Gloom recently that everyone's raving about on Instagram right now. So, I mean, whatever that means, that one seems like a popular one. So, Narrows is on there, but it's like really just hitting any Tacoma breweries is something I need to do soon because it's been so long. Well, I'm playing board games, but that has nothing to do with breweries. It's been so long since I've played board games and I've been trying for like weeks to get board games going. It's just not happening. Isaac, any beer goals?
You know, I've been kind of thinking about it this whole time. Wet Coast. I wouldn't mind hitting Wet Coast again. It's been a while. And yeah. They put out some very delicious IPAs. So,
and their Thief Stout. Their Milk Stout is really good. And their Red.
Actually, no.
You don't like their Milk Stout?
I disagree with you. Yeah, I had it when we went there. Was that on your birthday last year in August?
Oh, shit. Yeah. August? I think so. That was probably
the last time I've been to Wet Coast. And I just thought it was very watered down. But
milk stouts,
like
are,
I said, okay. I like their other beers, but I did not like that milk stout.
I will say milk stouts are tough. Traditional milk stouts, I don't think are supposed to have like that huge stout flavor that we're kind of used to now.
Right.
It's kind of like a nitro. Nitros are supposed to be like a really smooth stout, but the problem is when you taste it, you're like, it doesn't taste like anything.
Your stout is not stout. It is like, weak.
You're like, it's smooth because it tastes like water. Should I be drinking water? Is that what I'm drinking right now? Brown water? But yeah, so I don't know. I've had some really, really, really good milk stouts, but then when I have a lager that I like, I'm like, is this really a lager then, or is this something else? I was like, it's a lager I'm really enjoying. Probably not a lager, not a real lager. Lager fans probably won't like this one. So I get you. All right, well, let's call it now. Now we're just rambling and talking about random stuff. Let's call it a night. Thank you for joining us. Hopefully the video works. If it doesn't, it will be audio only, a podcast, and maybe it'll be that forever. Who knows?
Hang on. Let's get that extro. Bring it.
I don't even remember how I did it. I love how you guys keep bringing it up. I don't remember it at all.
Sip and Tell
Podcast. All right. Thanks, guys.